insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذ قال لهم أخوهم نوح ألا تتقون.
When their brother Noah said to them, "Will you not fear Allah?"
إني لكم رسول أمين.
Indeed, I am to you a trustworthy messenger.
فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
So fear Allah and obey me.
Dear listeners, we have reached the 107th verse of Surah Ash-Shu'ara, in which the Holy Quran states, كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم نوح ألا تتقون إني لكم رسول أمين. Verily, I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. فاتقوا الله وأطيعون. So be in awe of Allah and obey me. From these verses, the story of Prophet Noah and his invitation of people to monotheism starts. Now, from the beginning of this journey, he tries to awaken the conscience of the people by proposing an important question. أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Now, since one of the important conditions, one of the prerequisites for the one who is inviting people to religion of the Almighty Allah is that people accept his words and accept him as trustworthy man, he introduces himself. Verily, I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. Now, this statement shows that Noah had a long and continued background of honesty among his people. Otherwise, he couldn't have been called أخوهم in the verse, and people did not accept him as one of their brothers. So, people used to know him with his very decent quality. So, he says, for this reason, he is trustworthy in conveying the divine mission, and they would never see any treachery in it. He first introduces himself. He reminds them that I have lived among you. You have known me for a long time, that I cannot be but trustworthy even in conveying the mission of my Lord, so you need to accept my invitation. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. Verily, I am unto you a trustworthy messenger.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
in this
word.
Series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter. The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So as you can see, dear listeners, sometimes introducing yourself for the people, somehow praising yourself, this cannot be somehow called self-compliment. Because sometimes the people need to be reminded of what is truly happening before their eyes. So at first he awakens the people with this question, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ? He reminds them of his situation and how he has lived among them. إِنِّي رَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. And at the next stage he says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So, be in awe of Allah and obey me. The Quranic phrase, اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ, be in awe of Allah, fear of Allah, has occurred prior to اطيعون and obey me in this verse. It might be for this reason that it wants to tell us that there will not exist any obedience from the Messenger of Allah unless there is faith and being in awe of Allah. I mean, if you do not accept the Almighty Allah, if you do not believe in monotheism at first, you will not be the one who will follow the teachings and orders of his prophets as well. So you need to be believing in the Lord of the worlds at first, and then you can start to follow the Prophet of the Almighty Allah. So this system of invitation of the Prophet for the people is somehow new. First, he was from among the people. Then he reminds them that I am trustworthy and you can trust me that I am conveying this mission from my Lord to you without any treachery. And then he reminds them again of the contents of invitation. You need to know Allah, you need to be in awe of Him, and you need to obey me as a result of believing in the Lord of the worlds. We will continue the story of Prophet Noah and his people in the next episodes, God willing. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. When faith begins.